to you all.
对，这个复活节快乐。
He is risen indeed.
是，他是被复活的主。
And the church should say Amen.
教会就会说，是的。
I think it's only the choir who sang so beautifully. Really believe that He is risen indeed.
所以我特别想赞美这个诗班，他们真是唱出了这个新声，他确实复活了。
I really appreciate the choir and what they sang.
非常感谢诗班和这个诗班的指挥。
That last song is one of my favorites.
最后一首歌，他是主，他竟活着，是我最喜欢的一首圣诗。
Next time I would.Appreciate an invitation to the choir.
下次我可能就要接受那个诗班的邀请，也是参加一下。
And some of the English should say, "Wait until the resurrection."
也许英文班的同学说，那等到复活以后再说吧。
It's good to be here on this resurrection morning when we remember our Lord Jesus Christ.
我特别高兴在这个复活节和大家聚在一起，让我们来去思想耶稣基督的复活。
With your Bibles open to the book of St. John, chapter 20.
让我们一同来打开圣经，翻到约翰福音第二十章。
We're going to share today on I am the resurrection.
今天我要分享的题目呢，就是我是复活，我是生命。
Some of us may have seen some of the gruesome pictures of terrorist activities who have killed many Christians recently.
也许这里很多人看见最近在中东发生一些中东基督徒被迫害的一些惨案，一些惨烈的照片。
And if you are like me, you probably ask, would I be courageous to not deny my faith?
也许你是我的话，也许我会在思想，我就说。我是不是有那么勇敢，在死亡面前能够持守我的信仰
？And to have my head cut off for the name of Jesus Christ.
也许被砍头，为了耶稣基督的信仰。
Maybe you're here and you are suffering from some kind of doubt.
也许这里有些人，你们在承受了某些苦难。
You doubt this Christianity thing.
你在怀疑你的信仰，你在怀疑这个信仰是否是真实的。
Maybe you've gotten some kind of diagnosis about cancer, and you wonder, is God really good?
也许你罹患了癌症，你就在想，神真是像他所说那么良善吗
？Maybe you've suffered the loss of a child.
也许你失去了一个孩子，一个爱的孩子。
And it has caused you to doubt Christianity.
这是你来怀疑神的良善和信仰的真实。
Maybe it is a prayer that you've been praying for a long time, and God seemed to be indifferent, and you have doubted.
也许你祷告了很久很久，但你的祷告从来没有应验，好像神是这样的，离你很远，而这样的漠不关心。
I wanted to say that you're not alone.
我想跟你说的是，朋友们，你不是孤独的。
Many good Christians have doubted.
因为很多好的基督徒，很多基督徒，真正基督徒，他们也经历这样的疑惑。
And we're going to go back in time and look at one of Jesus' disciples who have doubted too the resurrection.
那我们回到两千年前，看一看一个耶稣基督的使徒，他是如何经历这样的疑惑和走出疑惑的。
Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you.That we can celebrate the risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our King.
阿爸天父，感谢你，感谢你，我们今天来庆祝耶稣基督，你独生爱子的复活，我们的君王。
Lord, we ask that you will reassure our hearts of the faith that we have in Christ by looking at the resurrection.
主，求你能坚固我们的信心，让我们仰望耶稣，望见他那复活荣耀的救主。
Oh God, speak to each one of us individually, speak to us collectively as a church.
主啊，对每一个人说话，对你的教会说话。
For we ask in Jesus' name.
我们靠着耶稣基督得胜的名来祈求，阿门。
Amen. Amen. We're going to start reading from verse 19 of St. John chapter 20, if you have your Bibles.
我们先从约翰福音第二十章第十九节一起读起。
And we're going to look at the evidence for the resurrection. We're going to look at the doubts of the resurrection and the purpose of the resurrection.
我们要看一下这个关于耶稣基督复活的疑惑、他的证据和他这个复活的目的。
And I read verse 19. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, Peace be with you.
那日就是七日第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来，站在当中，对他们说，愿你们平安。
When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord.
说这话之后，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒看见主，就喜乐了。
And Jesus said to them again, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you.
耶稣对他们说，愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit.
说这话就向他们吹一口气，说，你们受圣灵。
If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold the forgiveness from any, it is withheld.
你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了。你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。
Verse 24, Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came.
那十二个门徒中有称为迪图马的多马，耶稣来的时候，他没有和他们在一起同在。
So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord."
那些门徒就对他说，我们已经看见主了。
But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails." And place my hand into his side, I will never believe.
多马却说，我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头踏入那钉痕，又用手踏入他的肋旁，我总不信。
8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you.
过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在，门都关了，耶稣来，站在当中说，愿你们平安。
Then he said to Thomas, Put your finger here and see my hands and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe.
就是多马说，伸过你的指头来，摸我的手，伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。
And Thomas answered him, My Lord, And my God.
多马说，我的主，我的神。
And Jesus said to him, Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
耶稣对他说，你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。
In verse 30, Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上。
But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name.
但记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名。
There is no denying that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the foundation of the Christian faith.
不可否认，整个基督信仰的基石就是耶稣基督的复活。
The Apostle John in chapter 20 wants us to make no bones about it.
所以这个使徒约翰在约翰福音二十章就是很明确的来说明这一点。
In our time, as you can see, many people do not believe in Jesus Christ or believe in Christianity.
在我们这时代呢，有很多人都不相信耶稣基督的复活，也不相信耶稣基督的信仰。
our time today, we're going to try and address that. We're going to try and submit some evidences. But we also want to kind of reconstruct what the early Christians, the early believers, how did they feel about the resurrection?
所以这里呢，我们来面对一下后现代的批评，来看看那个基督耶稣复活是否是有证据，再看看我们当时第一世纪的那个门徒、使徒们是怎样看待这件事情的。
In terms of context here, Jesus Christ was crucified. His disciples, as you know, they fled from him for fear of their lives.
我们来介绍一下这个历史背景，就是当时耶稣基督上十字架、钉十字架之后呢，他的门徒都四散逃离，陷入一种恐惧和悲伤之中。
Throughout the 3.5 years, Jesus with his group, his disciples, he was slowly trying to build their faith, and he would often tell them at the latter part that he's going to be crucified and he will rise from the dead.
在耶稣基督来宣教的3年半中间呢，他持续的在建立他们的信仰，然后到最后的时候，当他们能够领受的时候，告诉他们说，他一定要被交于外邦人，同时钉十字架。
As a matter of fact, John in particular was careful to give 7 signs to validate or to anchor our faith in Jesus Christ.
约翰福音也特别的给了7个神迹，这7个神迹作为代表，来作为我们信仰的这一个基础。
If you remember the first sign when he turned the water into wine at the wedding party.
如果你还记得的话，第一个神迹就是在迦南的婚宴上。
In that miracle, they discovered that Jesus Christ was glorified, that he is the Creator God.
那件神迹就特别指定，这位耶稣基督是那位创造宇宙万物的主。
The next sign was the healing of the royal official's son in John 4.
那第二个神迹就是医治一个贵族义士的一个儿子。
And because of time here, he also healed the paralytic at the pool of Bethesda in John 5.
那第五章又讲他怎么去医治瘫痪的人，怎么在伯萨斯的这个伯萨大的这个池子旁边怎么医治瘫痪的人。
And in John 6, one of the most climactic healing was the feeding of the 5,000.
那第六章呢，就是一个非常高潮式的一种就是供给的需求，就是他用喂饱5,000人。
And if you take note that with the healing of the 5,000 or the miracle of the 5,000, Jesus went off and said, I am the bread of life.
当用五饼二鱼喂饱5,000人的时候，耶稣基督自己宣称说，我就是生命的粮。
In other words, Moses fed them with bread from heaven, but I am the living bread that came down from heaven.
就是说，对犹太人说，当时摩西在那个就是沙漠中。 用玛纳来喂他们，那是我呢，是生命的粮，是天降的粮。And if
they believe in him, they will never hunger again.
如果他们信靠他的话，就不再饥渴，不再饥饿。Next,
the other sign in John 6, Jesus walked on the water.
第六章又有个神迹，是耶稣基督在水上行走。And
water was a symbol of death, so he was showing that he is master over death.
通常来讲，水代表一种死亡，一种死亡的恐惧。 那么水上行走代表他战胜死亡，战胜恐惧。And
I love this one, the healing of the man born blind in John 9.
那在第九章呢，他又讲述了一个怎么使一个眼瞎的人能够复明。And
that healing symbolizes that he is the light of the world.
这个医治就象征着说耶稣基督是世界的光。But
just after that, you have in John 11, the raising of Lazarus, that was the final sign.
那最后的一个指证，一个印记，就是说第11章使拉撒路从死里复活。In
Jewish thinking, 7 is the number of completion.
在犹太人的这种思考中呢，七个数字是个完美的数字。Signs
were important back in Jesus' times.
在那个时代呢，印记就是这个。 奇迹或者是说神迹是很重要一件事情。If
you recall, when Moses was sent to back to Egypt, he said, "What sign, what proof should I show them that God sent me?"
你还记得出埃及中呢？ 当时耶和华把摩西带到埃及的时候，让他去领出犹太人，那些人就问他说：“你有什么神迹可以向我们显示看一下？显示的权柄。”
And God gave him two miraculous signs.
那神给他们两个神迹，显示权柄。
So when Jesus grew up in the ghettos of Nazareth, and suddenly he said, "I am the Messiah. I am the Son of God." The people demands proof.
对，当耶稣基督在拿一个不文明拿撒勒城起来说我就是弥赛亚的时候，那些犹太人当然要一些证据。
In John chapter 20,
在约翰福音第二十章
，After the crucifixion，
他上十字架受难之后
，We are told that at the first day of the week， one young lady and her friend Mary Magdalene came to the tomb。
经中记载说是当时有一位年轻的妇人，穆大拉玛利亚。清早起来就来到墓前。
She brought spices in order to anoint the body of Jesus.
她当时去是带着很多的香料，按照犹太人的习俗去用香料来膏抹身体。
This is not just any Mary. This is the Mary that Jesus cast out seven demons out of.
这个玛利亚，抹大拉玛利亚是个比较特殊人物，就说耶稣基督曾经从她身上赶出七鬼来。
On their way to the tomb, catch this now. On their way to the tomb, they were thinking, "So who is going to roll away the stones for us?"
所以我想他们在去的过程中可能会思考，这个墓石的那个墓前的石是很重大，谁能为我们把它挪开呢
？Mary was one of them, the ladies who were at the crucifixion too.
玛利亚也是当时在十字架受难的时候，在十字架下面等候的人，守候的人。
When she came.The tomb was already rolled away.
但很惊奇的是，他们来到墓前的时候，那个墓石已经被挪开了。
Tombs back then they were cut like cave out of the side of a rock.
当时的墓石是其实从一个大的一个大岩石中给雕凿出来的，非常大。
When she glanced in, she saw that it was empty.
当她进到那个就是从岩石洞中凿出那么一个新坟墓的时候，她发现里头。并没有耶稣基督的尸体，是空的。
Here lies the first evidence that separate Christianity from other world religions.
所以这也就是基督信仰和所有宗教信仰不同之处。
Jesus Christ, his tomb is empty.
耶稣基督这位认为基督信仰创始人的，他的坟墓是空的。
The founder of Judaism, Abraham.His tomb is still there and is celebrated.
亚伯拉罕是犹太教的一个始祖，那他的坟墓还在，尸骨还在。
The founder of Buddhism, though he was cremated, Buddha, there is a place erected for him, a tomb where people still go.
佛教信仰中呢有佛牙舍利这个说法，虽然身体已经烧毁了，那留下这样佛牙舍利，使大家可以去进贡，去瞻观。
Of course, the founder of Islam, Muhammad, there is his tomb. It looks like Las Vegas.
就是伊斯兰教这个创始人，这个穆罕默德，他有一个很壮观的这么一个坟墓。
All the difference, the ladies are more covered there. And then you have the tomb of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a tomb that historically is believed to be where Jesus.
那就看到这个耶稣基督的坟墓是这样一个简单的从石头凿进去这样一个坟墓，空坟墓。
So the story tells us that Mary went after she did not see Christ. She went and told Peter and John.
所以抹大拉玛利亚看没看到那个基督耶稣的尸首在里头。他就非常的惊奇去告诉彼得和约翰这个消息。
Interestingly, when they came to the tomb, John glanced, but Peter came and he ran into the tomb.
很生动的描述经文中，当时是他们跑到坟墓前，那约翰呢就在外面去往里窥去，然后那个彼得冲进去了，跑进去了。
There are three different words that are used for see. Peter, when he came, he used the word theorize, where you get English word theorized, or theory. He was examining the cloth.
那这里我要提出三种看见。
However, when John looked at the cloth, he had understanding, and the narrator said he believed.
所以当约翰看见的时候，他就产生这样一种理解，他当时就相信了玛利亚说的事情。John
tells us that the headpiece was nicely folded, while the body piece was still lying there. In other words, Jesus miraculously came out of the clothes.
所以就说他描述说像个蚕茧一样，他那个裹尸布还很完整的放在那里，然后那裹头巾呢又和裹尸布不在一起，就像这个整个的裹尸东西像个蚕茧一样，还完整的放在那里。
Some of the critics say that Jesus' disciples came and stole away the body.
因为有些人在传说这样一个传言，就说是耶稣基督的门徒把他的那个尸首偷走了。
No, that is unlikely because the disciples, they were fearful. And remember, the tomb was sealed and guarded by Pilate's soldiers.
那我们想说这个假说是非常不成立的，为什么呢？当时是说整个的墓碑是在罗马人严厉的看守之下，有砍头的危险，如果是放走人的话。第二点是说，当时那些门徒非常胆怯。 遇到这样一个悲剧发生，他们感到非常胆怯、绝望，没有心思来做这样一种勇敢的事情。And
if you're going to steal the body, why take time to unwrap the body, especially with spices underneath? It's kind of like a glue. You would rather grab the body and run.
所以更不可思议的是说，谁还有时间把这些尸首、裹尸布给它一点点缠开，放完整的放在那里？大家就是扛着这尸体就跑掉了。The
tomb was empty indeed.
这个坟墓是空的，确实是空的。
The other evidence is earlier on in John. We are told that angels appeared to the ladies and told them, "Why are you here? He is risen."
第二个证据是，第二个见证，就是在描述中讲，是两个天使在坟墓中向他们显现，问他们说：“你们怎么在这里哭泣啊？他已经复活了。”
Then Mary turned around. And she saw a gardener.
那当时，马大勒玛利亚回过身来，看见隐隐约看见一位，泪眼模糊的看见一位那个好像是园丁的人在那里。And
in her tears, she said, "Where have you put him?"
在悲伤和泪眼朦胧中，他就问说：“你把那个我的主的尸体放在什么地方了？请告诉我。”Jesus
said, "Mary."
耶稣基督很温柔深沉的说是：“玛利亚。”
And she said, "Rabboni, teacher." And she ran and she held on to him.
然后他就意识到是主耶稣，他马上说：“哦，拉比！”就想过去来，抱着他的脚。
I admire Mary's devotion and courage.
我非常的羡慕这个玛利亚这样一种忠诚，这样一种对主耶稣的爱。
Now we come to a part in the story in verse 19, where Jesus' disciples, they were together in the room.
那么我就来到约翰福音第十九章，当时是门徒，基督耶稣门徒都在一处。And
they were there because of fear, John tells us here, fear of the Jews.
当时他们是非常恐惧，非常的害怕犹太人。And
Jesus came and Jesus said, "Peace be with you."
可当时耶稣基督复活，走在他们中间说：“愿你们平安。” Notice
John said the doors were locked and Jesus appeared in the middle and said, "Peace be unto you."
特别强调的是说是门是关着的，那耶稣基督复活的身体却出现在他们面前，说平安，愿你们平安，这是一个复活的身体。It
is a suitable greeting knowing the emotional state of these disciples. They were doubting, they were fearful, they were discouraged. They needed peace.
正是一个非常需要的这样一种祝福和祷告，因为他们在惊恐之中，在怀疑之中，他们需要就是耶稣基督的平安。The
word, the Jewish people use the word shalom.
犹太人中常常用这个字平安 shalom.
In other words, you can have peace in the midst of difficulties and turmoils.
这个平安呢是在风浪中的平安。
The Lord Jesus said in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid."
约翰福音第十四章二七节，耶稣基督说：“我平安我留给你们，我的平安不是世界的平安。啊，你们在世界有苦难，但在我里面有平安，没有人能夺取你们的平安。”
Let me ask you: Do you have peace today? Maybe you.You're getting up into age and you're concerned about dying. Do you have peace?
所以我想问问各位朋友，你有平安吗？也许你在年老，寒冬季节，你有平安吗？是不是在畏惧死亡呢？
And maybe you're concerned about your children. Do you have peace?
也许你在忧虑你的孩子，你有平安吗？我的朋友。
Maybe you're concerned about finances or concerned about the future.Do you have peace?
也许你忧虑未来，忧虑你的经济的一些东西，你有平安吗？
Sometimes we do not have peace in our circumstances because we do not have peace with God.
有些时候我们在这样一种困境中没有平安，是因为我们首先没有从神而来的平安。
The Lord tells his disciples in John 16, "These things I have spoken to you that in me you may have peace.In the world, you will have tribulation. So, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
主耶稣在约翰福音十六章中这么说，说是在我里面有平安，在世界中你有苦难，但是你们可以放宽心，我已经胜过世界了。
Jesus still offers this peace, the peace that passes understanding.
所以耶稣基督仍然赐给我们平安，这个平安是能够出乎人的意外的平安。
We're told when the disciples they saw him, they were shocked, but some were overcome with joy.
二十章讲说是当门徒们看到耶稣基督复活了耶稣基督的时候，很多人非常的就是震惊，但有很多人呢又非常的喜乐。
Now, if you were in the disciples' shoes, if I know what I would be thinking, I would be saying, "Oh, this must be a ghost."
如果你要设想你在那个门徒的这个位置上，你会怎么想？也许你会想，哇，肯定是一个鬼。
I don't know if you have that. You have ghost stories in China. We do have ghost stories in Jamaica.
我们在牙买加有关于鬼的一些很多故事。我想你们中国也有《聊斋志异》这样的故事。
And when Jesus showed up, we're told he did something because he wanted them to know that he is the real deal.
他想让我们像显明的就是说是耶稣基督是那位真正复活的主掌管一切的主
He showed them his hands
他显明自己身份他是那位被钉十字架的主所以他先让他们显示自己被钉十字架的钉痕
He showed them his feet
那种手脚的钉痕向他们显明
Rather his sides and we are told that he ate with them
而且我们这里讲的是他和他们一起一起吃宴席，一起来吃饭。
Now, would you need any other proof to say that this is a ghost? Because from what we know, ghosts can't eat.
那如果是鬼的话，鬼是无骨肉的，不可能吃东西。
If that ghost is eating, he's not a ghost.
如果他能吃东西的话，他显然不是个鬼。
He's the real deal.
他是那位复活的主，复活的身体。
Next, we are told, which is the climax here in verse 24, Thomas was not there.
第一次相见的时候，那个托马斯并没有在那里。
And if you remember Thomas the twin, he was one of those in John 11 said, "Let's go die with Jesus."
你如果还记得这个托马斯的话，托马斯是在十一章的时候非常慷慨而言的说是让我们一同与他死吧。
But yet he was one of those who also ran away from him.
他也是那位当时和他们一起门徒。逃离四散的人之一。
You may have heard the expression "doubting Thomas."
你可能听到这样一种说法，说是疑惑的多马。
Maybe you have used it before.
也许你用过这样的词汇来表明。
This is where it came from.
就是这个疑惑多马来的出处，《约翰福音》第二十章第十九。
Now, before we get hard on Thomas, many of us have been in the same shoe as Thomas. Maybe you have doubted your faith.
我们不要先过分的来指责这个多马。也许我们在回想自己的信仰路程中，也许我们曾经也疑惑过。
Maybe you have doubted Jesus Christ.
也许你疑惑过耶稣基督是否是那位主。
I've had friends who have turned their back on Jesus Christ because Jesus did not answer their prayers or came through for them.
如果有还有一些人就说是因为耶稣基督没有回应他的祷告，就离开了主。
You see, they were open that he is the Messiah, and they believe that Jesus is going to come and rescue them from Rome. But look at this; he's now dead.
所以在他们想象中，这位弥赛亚是应该荣耀的来到这里来战胜罗马人，使他们得自由。那你看看他现在死在十字架上，
Thomas
出乎他们想象的。
Thomas is real, just like us. He wrestled with how could Jesus die.
他和我们一样，也在思考这位神的儿子、荣耀的主怎么会死在十字架上呢？
So when his friends told him that, no, we have seen him. He was here. He could not believe. He said, "No, unless I see him, I will not believe."
所以他不可相信。当门徒告诉他这个事情之后，他除非我见到他，手摸伤痕，我才能相信。
Maybe some of us here are saying that unless I see Jesus, I will not believe.
也许这里有些人会说，除非我看见他，我不会相信耶稣基督。
I have news for you.
我有消息。
I'll share you the news later.
我来跟你分享这个消息。
8 days, in verse 26, the disciples were together.And Thomas was with them, and Jesus appeared.
之后呢，当多马和他们在一处的时候呢，耶稣基督又一次向他们显现了。
And Jesus said again, "Peace be with you."
他又一次向他们说，愿平安给你们。
And he went over to Thomas and said, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Put your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe."
他特别对托马说，过来，把你的手。像我的伤痕中，你不要不信。
If you're familiar with John, John uses the word believe a lot in his Gospels.
约翰福音，约翰常常用相信这个词在这福音中。
In John 3:16, he says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him will not perish but have everlasting life."
约翰福音3:16他讲说是神爱世人，甚将他独生子赐给他们。叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
In other words, the word "believe" is not a noun; it's just a verb. It is believe, but keep on believing.
所以这里的信不是一个名词，是个动词，而持续的动词就是持续的相信，持守这个信仰。
And John is concerned about persuading us that Jesus Christ is the Messiah.
他特别的向我们说是确信，说是耶稣基督是那位救主。是基督，耶稣是基督，救主。
The Son of God who came into the world to rescue us from our sins.
那耶稣基督来到这世上的使命就是让把我们从罪恶中拯救出来。
I love Thomas' expression.
我非常喜欢多马这样一种表达爱的表达。
He said, "Oh my God, my Lord, or my Lord, my God."
他敬拜说是我的主，我的神。
In other words, he recognized that Jesus Christ is God.
因为他的眼睛开启，看见了耶稣基督是那位主。
The Muhammad or the prophet Islam or prophet Muhammad or Islam, they said that Jesus Christ is a good prophet.
如果伊斯兰教中讲过，也提到耶稣基督，那他们说耶稣基督是一个先知而已。
Judaism said that he is a good man.He's a good man.
他是一个好人，是个良善的人。
But Jesus has not left that door open. He's either God, or he is not God at all.
但耶稣基督并没有给这样的选择。他宣称自己是神的儿子。他如果不是神的儿子的话
，C.S. Lewis put it this way: He's either Jesus is either a lunatic.A liar, or is he telling the truth?
他如果不神的儿子的话呢，就是没有讲真话的话，他就是，也许是个疯狂人，或者是一个撒谎的人。
Thomas worship him, and only God alone accept worship.
托马敬拜他，也只有神能够接纳人的敬拜。
So you have the empty tomb, you have the grave clothes, you have the testimony of the angel, you have Jesus' appearance to the disciples.
我们看看这样四个证据哈，你有这样空坟墓，有裹尸布，我们有裹尸布，我们有空坟墓，而且有那些就是使门徒的见证。
And here is the good news. John, Jesus tells Thomas that, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen but yet have believed.
耶稣基督对他说是，因为你看见我相信我，那没有看见相信人就有更有福了。
That's us, brothers and sisters. If you believe in Jesus Christ, it's because God has awakened your heart. And you have trusted him.
那这些人就是我们没有看见他却相信的人，是更有福的人，因为他的圣灵让我们开启我们的心智，让我们认识到他是那位复活的救主。
You have believed because of the testimony of the scriptures.
你相信是因为这个圣经的见证。
And John wraps up by telling us that in verse 30, these are the signs, and the word sign is Simeon, where you get miracles from.
那约翰讲这些都是记号，就是印记 sign， 也就是说是这些神迹所表达的中心意思。
In other words, just as Moses performed these miracles to validate that he's a messenger, a prophet from God, Jesus performed these signs to validate that he is the Son of God.
神迹不是莫须有的，而是说来证明一个事情。摩西来用神迹来证明他是被神所拣选带以色列出埃及的人。而耶稣基督这样用他神迹来证明他是那位复活得胜的救主。
But I want us to think about the doubts about the resurrection.
让我们再来看一下这个对于关于复活的一些疑惑。
Mary didn't expect him to be alive.
玛利亚，抹大拉玛利亚并没有期待他能活着。
The disciples doubted at first, mainly Thomas.
当时的门徒也有很多人疑惑这件事情，特别是多马。
Jesus understands these doubts.
耶稣基督很理解这样的人的疑惑。
Maybe right now you're wrestling with doubts in your faith.
也许现在你是在挣扎，在疑惑中挣扎。神是明白的。
Sometimes as parents, we have seen our kids no longer going to church anymore because they've doubted their faith. They don't have faith in him anymore.
也许我们一些家长这里有些孩子已经不再去教会了，因为他们在信仰中挣扎，他们在怀疑自己信仰的真实。
Do not grow discouraged.
不要沮丧。
There is room for dialogue.
因为有这样的空间，我们可以对话的空间。
God is not over with them yet.
神还没有完成他的工作。
He's still in the process of persuading people.
他正在劝说，用他的圣灵来感召每一个人。
If you are here and you think that you doubt the reality of Christ or believing that Jesus is God, I challenge you today.
如果这里有些人怀疑信仰，怀疑这位主是否真实，我今天向你挑战。
I challenge you to pray this prayer. God, if you are real, I want you to reveal yourself to me.
我挑战说这样一个祷告，主啊，如果你是真的，你来向我显明。
If you look on YouTube, you have many Muslims are sharing their story of how God has revealed himself to them.
我们在 YouTube 中有一些很多的见证，讲一些穆斯林的变成基督徒的人，他们在讲明他们和神向他们显明，用异象用事情来。
But our faith, though grounded in the historical reality of the risen Lord, it has meaning and purpose behind it.
但是我们这信仰的基石建立在耶稣基督复活这个历史事件上，是有他的目的和使命。
Jesus' resurrection ensures that, guess what, we will be saved.
耶稣基督的复活向我们写明地点是确信我们被救赎了。
The scripture says in 1 Peter 1:3, you have it there, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope,Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
那这个彼得前书第一章第三到四节讲是愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督，父神，他曾造自己大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，给我们一个活的盼望。
In other words, if Jesus did not rise from the dead, guess what? We're still in our sins.
如果耶稣基督没有死里复活，那么仍在自己的罪中，我们罪并没有被我和赎救赎。
The resurrection also ensures our justification, meaning declare righteous before God.
耶稣基督复活还是证明了一点，就是我们已经被称义了。
Did you know that God gave us the righteousness of Jesus Christ? He said, Jesus have never sinned. And when we believe in Jesus Christ, God clothes us with the righteousness of Christ.
这里神是这样，让耶稣基督的义成为我们的义。我们虽然有过犯，但耶稣基督这位完美的救主，他没有犯过罪，他的这个义就成为我们洁白的义袍。
Justification is a courtroom term. In other words, because Jesus Christ paid the price for sin, God can freely declare, "Go away, Andrew. You are now declared righteous."
所以，因信称义这事情是称义这事情是一个法律词汇，在法庭中。也就是说，神在审判我们的时候，说是因着耶稣基督为我的涂抹，我被称义了，你可以被赦免了，你成为无罪的人。
I don't know, but this is cool because many times whenever I sin, sometimes the enemy caused me to doubt. Oh, God doesn't love you anymore. I remember when I just became a Christian, he said, "Oh, there you tell a lie again. You're not a Christian anymore."
我们常常会遇到恶者的指责。当我们刚刚成为不太成熟基督徒的时候，我们犯罪的时候，就有恶者的声音向我们说：“你看，你又犯罪了，你不能被救赎了。”这样的指责的词汇来向我们攻击。
The Bible tells us in Romans 8 that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Neither height, nor depth, not even Satan. Nothing can separate us from God's love. Amen.
罗马书八章向我们说是没有任何事能使我们和耶稣基督的爱所隔绝。
No, that doesn't mean that we can go out there and sin. Okay, what kind of sin can I do today? Since nothing can separate us from God's love.
这并不是我们要去犯罪的一个借口和权利。我们应该过圣洁的生活。
Romans 6 tells us that Christians do not practice sin.
罗马书六章讲说，基督徒不应该去持续在罪中。
But in 1 John 1, 9, it says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
约翰一书上我们确保说，如果我们犯了罪，我们向他认罪悔改的话，他是公义的，是信实的，会赦免我们一切的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
But this one is one of my favorites.
这个经文是我最喜爱的。
That the resurrection of Jesus ensured that Christians will rise from the dead someday to be with Christ.
那耶稣基督复活要向我们显明呢，我们有一天也会像他一样的复活。与神同在。
Last night I was lying and I felt a pain in my side and I shouted,
"Hey!" 昨天晚上我在床上躺着，发现我的那个右侧有突然剧痛。
My wife was wondering what's wrong with me.
那我太太就想很关心我说出了什么问题。
I think I need a new body.
我在想说我需要一个新的身体了。
Well, Jesus' resurrection ensures that.We will get a new body someday.
耶稣基督的复活告诉我们是有一天我们会一样拥有一个荣耀，不会朽坏的身体。
As a matter of fact, it is described like a first fruit, a down payment of what is to come.
那耶稣基督复活被称为初熟的果子，也就像那种在买房子中的首期付款。
Back in those days, when the first of the crop comes in, they would take it to the temple. But it was in faith that other crops were about to come.
犹太人的文化中讲的是说，当时就说第一期的庄稼熟的时候，他们就把它带到圣殿之中，因为他们有这样的确信也，就是更多的庄稼会成熟起来。
And lastly, the meaning of Jesus' resurrection ensures victory over sin.
耶稣基督复活还向我们显明。他战胜罪和死的权势，他是得胜者。
Maybe you're here and you struggle with sin. Did you know that you have the resurrection power? The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power you have access to live victoriously.
也许我们这里有人还在罪的捆绑之中，但是你要知道，你的生命中已经有了这样一种能力，就是战胜罪和死的能力。你有耶稣基督复活生命在那里面，可以让你过圣洁生活。
I would love to go into it some more, but I want to draw some conclusions here.
我就想做一些结论。
Some lessons that we can learn. I admire Mary and the other woman's devotion to Christ, their Lord and Savior.
第一点呢，我非常羡慕那些玛利亚和抹大拉玛利亚那些妇女对耶稣基督的爱和忠诚。
If you were back then scripting the resurrection, knowing the testimony and the cultural expectation of women, you would not have a woman to be the first responders to the resurrection.
你要如果按照那犹太人的那个习惯的话，妇女的证据是不能在法庭做证据的。也就是说是，如果你真是想造假的话，你不会让妇女作为你见证的第一见证人。
And you could see the disciples' reaction when the ladies they told about the resurrection. They were like, "Oh, these ladies are silly. They don't know what they're talking about."
所以，当门徒第一次听到那玛利亚说这个耶稣基督复活的消息的时候，他们很多是很不相信的。
But the Lord's ways are not like our ways.
但主的道不同于我们的道。
And we saw Mary's devotion and dedication. She was there at the crucifixion, and she was there bright and early to go put spice on our Lord's body.
但这里我们看到主是这样看待人的，看待人的心的。他是这样的爱耶稣基督，在十字架下，和他共同受苦守候，然后第一个到坟墓前去用香膏来涂抹他的尸体。
She had passion and she had commitment. It reminds me of some of the sisters back home in Jamaica. They were the first ones to be at church, first one at prayer meeting. They were always there around the church, serving God.
她是有这样一种忠诚和这种热心，像我想起在亚马加的一些姐妹们，总是第一个到教会，第一个参加祷告会，第一个去服侍，这样一种忠诚和热心。
What a blessing for her devotion. The Lord says in Proverbs 8:17.I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me.
耶稣基督奖赏那些寻求他的人，去奖赏那他所爱他的人。
We need more sisters who are devoted to Christ, more brothers and sisters who are devoted to Christ.
所以我们需要更多的人去这样的忠诚，这样的热爱自己的主，爱我们的主。
It's so sad. Many times we are more devoted to our careers, or we are more devoted to money.More devoted to our own glory rather than devoted to Christ.
很遗憾的是呢，很多时候人是对自己的东西忠诚，自己的事业，自己的事工，甚至自己的各种东西荣耀，而不是对这位主忠诚。
Maybe you're here and you have doubts, just like Thomas.
第二点是，也许这里很多人你也像多马一样有疑惑。
And you are afraid to even share your doubts because you think that you're going to be rejected.
也许你都不敢去分享你这样的疑惑，会你想，也许别人会拒绝你，去论断你。
To have doubts is not wrong.
有疑惑并不是罪，也不是错误的事情。
There is one caution I like how one author puts it. There are some people who have doubt, but they doubt not because they're really interested in truth, but because they want to hide their sins. They want to practice sin and they just want to get rid of any kind of guilt.
有一种疑惑是不健康的疑惑，就是说这个疑惑的目的不是说来真正的寻求，而说是来掩盖自己的罪，不愿意去真正顺服和面对这件事情。
But there's room for serious, honest doubters. And if they see Christ, he will open up the doors for them.
但真诚的疑惑者，他们如果想寻求的话，神会为他们开启那扇门。
Maybe some of us who grew up in Christian homes, you think that your faith is not truly anchored in facts.
也许有些基督徒家庭长大的人觉得你的信心不是建立在事实的基础之上的。
The evidences of the resurrection of Jesus is they're there internally, but they're also there externally.
那对耶稣基督见证的复活的见证呢，不仅是内部，就是基督徒之间的见证，还有外面的见证，有各种各样的记载和见证。
In a court, they need about two or three witnesses to validate a claim.
如果在法庭上讲，一般来讲有两三个见证人就可以来见证一个事情，在法律的意义上是，可以被相信的。
When Jesus rose from the dead, he showed himself to Mary and the ladies. He showed himself to the disciples on the road of Emmaus, and then he showed himself to his inner circle, the disciples of the 11.
耶稣基督他向很多人显现，不只是一个人，而是各种各样的人，在疑惑中的人，在不信的人，甚至。
And also over 500 people over a period of 40 days, they saw Jesus Christ.
那么有大概500个信徒在40天之久的时间内看过耶稣基督复活很多次。
In closing, do you remember when the angels came and the soldiers, they got scared and they went back to the city and they told the religious leaders what had happened?
记载中讲，当天使见证着耶稣基督复活的时候，士兵很恐惧，逃回城里，罗马兵丁。
They were paid off to be quiet.
那这里记载说是这些罗马兵丁呢，被就是说给他们钱，让他们不要把事实说出来。
Well, we are not going to be quiet anymore.
但是我们这些跟从耶稣基督人不想再保持沉默。
Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Christians cannot be quiet anymore.
因为他的复活，我们不能成为沉默的基督徒。
We can face death because he lives, we will live too.
因为我们可以面对死亡，坦然面对死亡，因为他活着，我们也要活着。
We do not have to fear death anymore.
我们不必要再去恐惧死亡。
We have the power to live the Christian life.
因为我们有这样的能力。这样复活的大能去过一个得胜的生活。
We don't have to be afraid of calling the name of Jesus Christ.
我们不会再恐惧去祷告耶稣基督的名。
We don't have to be secret agent Christian anymore.
我们不用再做地下基督徒。
Because he is risen. He is risen.
因为他已经复活了，他已经复活了。
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
朋友，你是否相信耶稣基督从死里复活呢？
He is God and he is man.
他是一个道成肉身。
He died for our sins and he rose again victoriously.
他为我们罪死在十字架上，也为我们称义而复活。
You see, Jesus' resurrection is not a resuscitation.
我们还要讲述说，耶稣基督复活不是说他那个身体，就是回到原来的身体中。我们医学上讲的 resuscitation.
It's not even like Lazarus' resurrection.
不，并不是像拉萨路的复活，因为他还回到一个。原有的身体中，会朽坏的身体中。
Lazarus died again, but Jesus Christ had a glorified body that he could appear out of nowhere.
拉撒路还要死亡，他虽然从死里复活了，但耶稣基督他荣耀复活的身体就不再受死亡的屈膝。
If you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will see the loved ones who have died and gone again.
如果你信靠耶稣基督，你的亲人也许离世离开了，但你们有永生的盼望。在神国中的相遇。
In the early years of REM, I remember a dear sister, Sister Ruth.
我还记得我们在过去 REM 教会中一个很亲爱的老姐妹叫路德姐妹。
And I remember Brother Peter. You remember Brother Peter?
我也记得这个彼得弟兄。
People who have died in Christ, they have gone ahead of us.
他们已经离世归主，先行我们一步。
I remember Brother Peter and his wife used to be.At that store, drinking there, the odd cup of cocoa, wife and husband together. I used to admire that.
我还特别的羡慕当时看到这位老夫妇，彼得老夫妇在一起喝咖啡，一起很爱的一个景象。
We will see them again.
我们还会见面。
Do you want to be part of the resurrection?
你愿意成为这种复活的一部分吗
？Let's close in prayer.
让我们一起来祷告吧。
If you want to be part of the resurrection, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
如果你在想和复活有份，享受永生的生命，你就向耶稣基督祷告，就是他为你的个人的救主。
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me shall never die. And those who die shall rise again. John 11.
耶稣宣告说我是复活，我是生命。那信我的人不会再死。而死的以信我的人，他会有永生。
Do you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Do you want to believe in Him?
你愿意接受他成为你个人救主和生命的主吗
？Repent and have faith in Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins.
神所教导我们的，只要我们悔改，先相信他，我们就成为神的儿子。
And believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved.
我们就能得到救赎，能得永生的生命。
Christians, you don't have to be ashamed of your faith.
我们不再为我们的信仰而感到羞辱。
It is grounded in facts.
因为我们的信仰是建立在历史基石之上的。
The evidences are all there.
复活记。 就在这些史料中记载着，在见证中记载着。
Father, we thank you for the resurrection.
天父，我们感谢你，为耶稣基督复活感谢你。
It showed that, O Lord Jesus Christ, His payment was sufficient and approved by you.
他向我们显明了他的救赎是有功效的，你接纳他的救赎。
There are many religious leaders out there saying that I am the way.
很多基督，很多宗教人士说，我就是道路。
But only Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.
但是我们知道，只有耶稣基督是道路、真理和生命。
No one can come to you.
没有人能够不借着耶稣基督到父那里去。
Except through Jesus Christ.
只有通过他能够到父那里去，与神和好。
Father, we pray for those who are here. They may be doubting in their faith. I pray, Lord, that you will meet them where they're at.
主，我为这些在这还正在疑惑的朋友祷告。我主，我求你能够在他们疑惑中与他们相遇。
And encourage them.
鼓励他们，坚固他们。
And for those who don't know you, that they will search the Scripture to see that
these things are true. 那些还没认识的人呢？我祷告他们能够寻求你，寻求你在见证中寻求你，在生命中寻求你。
Go before us now in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的名，阿门。
Amen. He is.